Welcome to the very first episode of The J Perspective. I'm Janet Shea, and in this episode, I'm setting the tone and giving you the rundown of what this podcast is all about. I'm an Aussie, oi, oi, oi. But I wasn't always. I was born into the radical world of the Islamic Republic of Iran, raised under an ideology that taught me to despise the West, to see Christians, Jews, and anyone outside of my forced beliefs as the enemy. But everything changed when I arrived in Australia at the age of 12. Here, I saw something different. I saw kindness, empathy, and respect, not just in words, but in action. I was welcomed, embraced, and given opportunities I could have never dreamed of. So I studied, I worked in finance, I became a teacher, and my passion for storytelling led me into the film industry, where I built a career bringing stories to life. Today, I'm proud to be a Christian Australian and a patriot for this great nation. And I refuse to sit back and watch Australia lose the very values that make it worth coming to. People don't flee war-torn, oppressive countries just to bring the same broken ideologies here. They come seeking freedom, fairness, and opportunity. Things we must protect. You know, one thing I've realized over the years is that we often use the same words but mean completely different things. Take multiculturalism and integration, for example. They are not the same thing. Multiculturalism, as it is practiced today, says, come here, but stay separate. Keep your values, traditions, and ideologies intact, even if they conflict with the host nation's core beliefs. Does that sound inclusive? No. In reality, it creates division, isolation, and cultural silos where people live side by side but not together. Now, integration, that's something entirely different. Integration says, bring the best of your culture, but respect and embrace the values of your new home, your host. It means recognizing that if a country has given you safety, opportunity, and freedom, then you owe it the respect to contribute and uphold what makes it great. When I came to Australia, I saw firsthand what makes this country great, what makes this country unique. Freedom, fairness, equality, and respect for one another. If those values are what attract people to Australia, then why on earth would we allow them to be eroded? Multiculturalism says the newcomer will preserve their own culture at all costs. Integration says honor where you came from, but embrace where you are. A strong and cohesive Australia is one where people integrate into the national culture, not one where they live as outsiders within their own isolated communities. And that's why I advocate for integration, not division under the guise of diversity. Now, let me tell you one of my favorite things about growing up in Australia. Being teased by my friends. Yeah, you heard me. Getting teased and teasing my friends back in love was one of the best ways to get toughened up. We never did it in anger. We teased each other about everything. Our looks, height, weight, nationality, culture, religious beliefs, you name it, we teased each other about it. And you know what? I loved it. Even when I didn't love it, I loved it. Because it was never about tearing each other down. It was a way of saying, I love you, I accept you, and none of these things define our friendship. We laughed, we took it, and we gave it back. No offense, no hurt feelings. Just mates having a laugh. And I don't want Australia to lose that. I don't want us falling into this weird, soft, oversensitive culture where people have full-blown meltdowns over a joke. You know what I'm talking about, those mentally and emotionally unstable, loud voices who think every conversation is a personal attack. I mean, imagine being at a barbecue and your friend yells out, "Jillian, did you eat your whole family during the Christmas break?" Laugh and say, "Yep, guys, the food was so good. I ate everything and everyone on site." Or if your auntie says, "Fred, where did your hairline go?" Laugh and say, "It's wisdom, auntie. Stephanie, I think you forgot to pluck the whiskers, love." Laugh and say, "I'm trying to set a new trend in honor of all the hairy women. I don't know." Guys, these are jokes. And here are a couple of my favorite ones that people use on me. Watch out, when Janet gets angry, she'll slap you back into the Old Testament times. There's a history to that one. Or my Asian friends yelling, "Godzilla coming!" every time I walked by. I think it was a height thing. Let's teach the rest of the world the right way to be friends. And let's teach them how real friends help each other get tough. Because if we can't laugh together, how the hell are we supposed to live together? Now, let me be upfront. This podcast isn't just about me talking. It's about me learning. I don't claim to know everything. I don't have all the answers. And I fully expect that through these conversations, my understanding of the world will develop, shift, and be challenged. That's the beauty of honest dialogue. And that's exactly what the J perspective is about. Let me be crystal clear, though. This podcast isn't here to pander to the modern wokeisms or to walk on eggshells around hypersensitivity. The J perspective is a place for real, raw, and unfiltered conversations. We're going to talk about a variety of topics. Some uncomfortable truths and unpopular opinions, but always with sincerity, respect, and the ultimate goal of seeking the truth in love. And listen, I get it. Not everyone is going to vibe with this approach. If that's you, no hard feelings. There are plenty of other podcasts that will tell you exactly what you want to hear. But if you're here for authentic, unfiltered dialogue, where we question, debate, and challenge perspectives, then stick around. Grab a healthy drink of your choice, subscribe, and let's dive into the world of ideas, perspectives, and bold conversations. It's going to be real, it's going to be fun, and above all, it's going to be healthy. Welcome to the J Perspective. Cheers. Oh, what is that?